Well, Father, we just praise you. We glorify you, Lord, for the work you're doing, for the things you're doing, for your anointing, and the things that you've shown us just in the last few days. It's just been awesome. And Father, I just ask for your guidance tonight. Guide us into the things that you want, Lord, not what we want, but what you want, what you want us to talk about. And Lord, I praise you for that. I praise you, Lord, that your joy and your peace and your rest has all been placed in our hearts, Lord. And when circumstances come up, they seem like they're out of control, that we can always look back to you and find peace and rest. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your love upon us and your grace upon us. Sometimes it just seems so endless, Lord. But I'm so grateful for that. And I thank you, Lord, that tonight we're going to have an awesome time because you're going to direct us and lead us. We thank you for all the prayers that you've answered for us in the past and in the future too, Lord, because I know when we pray, every one of us believe that our prayers are answered. And you know, sometimes, Lord, some of us get a little bit down, depressed, you know, but when we look up and we see you, that depression leaves us immediately. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that every time, all these things that we gather around us, these circumstances that happen in a week's time, it seems like a faint, distant past. That's because you've made us to watch you, Lord, and keep our eyes on you, and that's all. Thank you, Lord, for all you're going to do tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests? Yeah, Judy, go ahead, girl.
Okay. Well, I went to the courthouse today. I thought my daughter was getting out. She thought she was getting out. The lawyer thought she was getting out. I guess, I don't know why, she has two prosecutors. I guess there's a couple charges against her for violating probation and stuff. But the lawyer thought he had it all taken care of. But the one prosecutor didn't show up. That was anyhow, they wouldn't let her out. And she had, I guess in jail, she had given everything away and sold everything, all her clothes or food or everything, because, you know, she thought she was getting out. But anyhow, they've done this to her twice. It's just as sad that there's a reason for this. Oh, Lord, please show me the reason. I know that, you know, I'm going to be okay because I got the Lord. He's with me. But it's really tearing her down mentally. You know, this is just really, really hard on her. And I don't want her to be just against everything, you know, when she comes out and be, you know, she just needs a lot of prayer. So I want to pray I want the Lord's will to be done, definitely. But if the Lord will let this new lawyer get her out sooner or whatever the Lord wants to do, I don't know what. I'm just really not sure what to pray except that I just don't want her to get so mad at, you know, everything.
Let's pray this, Judy. Let's pray this, okay? Let's pray this. How is your daughter with the Lord?
Huh?
How is your daughter with the Lord?
She prays.
Is she saved, Judy?
I don't know.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this, okay? You've prayed before, and I prayed with you, that whatever God has to do to get her attention, to please do it.
Yeah.
Now, all we have to do is step back. I know it's hard. I know. I go through the same thing. But
yeah, I know you do.
It's up to us to believe that God is working in her, okay? And this is part of that process, to break her down to where it's only her and Jesus, okay? That's what he's doing. I can see it plain as day. I can see it plain as day. Now, what you need to do is start rejoicing. And it's hard, but I'm telling you, that's what you need to do. It's hard. But we need to rejoice now because God is working in her life. Is this Amy?
Yeah.
Okay. Amy. Okay. Well, look at what Missy doing. Missy's over. See that? She's praising God because he's working in Amy.
Thanks, Missy.
But anyhow.
You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That
he's unmuted. Praise the Lord.
That is who you are.
Okay. Let me mute her back. But anyway, God's working in Amy's life. I just know it. And so let's just pray. Father, you know what it's going to take. And I'm asking you right now to put joy in Judy's heart and put great thanksgiving to you for taking Amy to this place of brokenness. And we praise you, Father, for doing that. Because we know when she comes back out on the other side, she's going to be looking to you. And she's going to be a totally different woman. And we thank you for it, Father. Now, I bind up those depressive spirits on her. I command them to go from her. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you sent that the Lord of the harvest would send somebody that she would listen to as far as giving her the gospel, the true gospel, and that they would do it. And we're going to believe that that's happening. And we're not going to get anxious. We're not going to have anxiety in us. We're not going to get upset when things seemingly go wrong, because we know that you're lining this thing up for her to get out and have a great relationship with you, Lord. And I thank you for it. Now put a smile on Judy's face because she understands now that God is doing this. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. And Father, we just praise you that Amy is being saved in the name of Jesus. We just praise you for your glorious work that you're doing inside that cell right now. We thank you for your angels that are in there protecting her, Lord. And we praise you for it in Jesus' mighty holy name. Amen. And yes. Missy
That's
said,
what I want.
she quit singing.
No, I'll continue. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are.
Amen. How you feel, Judy?
I feel a lot better. I do have two good reports today. Can I give them two?
Absolutely. Today, go for it, girl.
Okay. Well, Amy's car was pulling to the right really bad when I put the brakes on. So I took it to the shop today and there was just a pin that was coming out and they didn't charge me. Nothing.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that. And Angie's car needed a new battery and they took it over there and she must have had credit or something, but they gave her a new battery. So the Lord was really great today, too.
Amen.
I mean, he's
great today, but that ought to be a sign to you right there that he's working in Amy, too.
I know. I believe it.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Don't get anxious. He's going to do something.
Okay. I know it. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Chet.
All right. I was just wanting to tell Judy that I had a situation similar to that, and I was lifting it up to the Lord and asking him, and he told me, he said, a lot of times people are still working on their testimony, and I was like, whoa, He's like, you worked on yours long enough, didn't you? And I was like, all right. He said, don't worry, give it to me. And I'm like, all right. And, you know, when you learn to praise through the trials, that's when you really have victory. I lost my 30-year-old son passed just about a month ago. And the Lord, I grieved for bad for 2 days. And then that third morning, I woke up in my bed, and the Lord was, he just gave me peace about it. And I got up and was praising and had joy and peace. And I had a lot of people like, how are you doing that? And I was like, it's Jesus, you know. It was amazing. So, yeah, worry is a sin, Judy. So don't worry. Don't worry. Just give it to him. Say, it's too heavy. I can't carry this. Take it, you know. But the reason I wanted to say something is I got a testimony and a prayer request together. The testimony, I prayed for a couple this morning. He's 71, and I think she was 70 or 69. He's been diagnosed with lung cancer. He was blind in one eye, battling bad diabetes. And she had a bad back and a bad knee. So I just prayed for him. And it was amazing. I left there. I felt like a pit bull just wanting to fight because that eye, he started being able to see blurry shapes, but it didn't complete. I didn't see complete healing, but I told him, I said, it's in the Lord's time and believe and have faith. But I prayed for his cancer in his lungs. And he told me when I was praying for him, he's like, whoa, I can feel my lungs moving around inside my chest. And he said he felt real warm. So he texted me back this evening. That was earlier today. And he said, brother, please don't forget me. I need a miracle. And I was like, amen. You know, so I just wanted to lift him up. But anyway, the wife, the knee in the back, I prayed for her and the pain totally gone. And it was just a miracle in itself. You know, I prayed for her with him standing in the gap because she wasn't in the room. And I was like, Lord, if this is like her hips are out of kilter, she got a short leg or whatever, I just speak restoration, healing. So anyway, then she came in the room. And after we had prayed, so I prayed again, but she's like, yeah, the pain's like gone. But I want everybody to lift them up, especially him. He's you know, I guess anybody would be concerned. But I told him, don't believe the report of the physicians. You know, believe the great physician. And I'm totally believing that I'm going to get a good report back. He's going to Clementi or something. I've never heard of it. Kaiser Permanente. I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that. But anyway, I'm waiting, but I just want to throw that prayer request in for it's George and Kathy Miller.
What kind of cancer is it?
Lung cancer.
Lung cancer? Yes. Is he a Christian?
Yes. Speaking in tongues, born again. I told him, I said, you cannot speak in tongues too much.
That's right.
Yeah, but yeah, born again, speaking in tongues, you know, living for the Lord. And so, yeah, that was awesome. So, but I just ask you guys to pray for them.
Okay. You mind if I pray for them?
No. I would love for you to.
Okay. I'm going to pray for them. And then we're just going to believe and thank God that he's healed in the name of Jesus right now. I command that spirit of cancer out of his lungs, out of George's lungs right now in Jesus' name. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. You, every vestige of you, leave George right now in the name of Jesus. And I command every cell, every tissue, every organ in his body that has been affected by this cancer to be healed in the name of Jesus. Now I command that spirit of the fear of cancer to leave George right now in Jesus' mighty name. And that spirit of death, you go to in Jesus' name. And I command it by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a blood-bought child of God, and you don't have any right there. Now, George, be healed in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you and praise you that George is healed. The doctors are going to be confounded because they're not going to find a trace of it anymore on him. And we just praise you, Father, for George's complete healing, because you're going to get the glory. George is going to know that it's you, Lord, and he's going to tell everybody. Not only that, his wife will get healed because of it. And we praise you, Father, that George is healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody believe that? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Woo, glory of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Greg, how you doing?
I'm alive still, so that makes me still dangerous.
Okay.
Hey, I got three testimonies, if that's all right.
Yes, sir.
I have, there's a couple who I have been going to, I've known them for many years, and actually the wife of the couple for many, many, many years more. But anyway, I go to a home group at their place. Once a fortnight, except this time of year. And a few months ago, they were in dire financial strife. It looked like they were going to lose their home. And anyway, I couldn't come up with all the details the bank wanted, but when they came up with what they had, the bank said, I can give you 6 months. So that was a grace. And then, because a lot of work just flowed in for particularly the husband of the couple. He's a tailor. And I was just chatting to them. I was with them for New Year's Eve. I was just asking how it was going and praying. And he said, pretty good. He was pretty quietly spoken, by the way. But he was a month ahead on what they had to pay on their mortgage, to catch up. So anyway, I'm just putting it out there as like one of those slowly, slowly get out of the ditch sort of testimonies. Another one, Chet will know, I might know, remember April. She's a lady who she's in your part of the world, who just one thing after another after another after another for years has been wearing her down. Someone would T-bone her car, she'd be left with all sorts of bills and medical expenses. This would fall through, that would fall through. It was just like, things got to the point where she was, I'm not sure how old she is, but let's say she's well into her 40s anyway. But living with her mother, her biological mother, there's adoptive parents. She's had a terrible upbringing and stuff as well. But and basically dependent upon her, etc. Anyway, things have turned around quite dramatically for her of late. I was chatting with her at the cusp of the old and new year. She had a job last year for a little while. They made all sorts of promises, but nothing came through with it. And, boss was inebriated, et cetera. It's a small... Anyway, that fell through. And then she got another job, which paid double. Downside was it was 2.5 hours drive away. She didn't have a car. Her adoptive father loaned her truck to her. She was never sure how long that was going to last for as far as the loan. Anyway, a few weeks ago, she managed to, they're paying her, I say, double what she was getting in the first place. She's getting all sorts of hours work, which means overtime rates. Last I spoke to her, she said, I may be able to, in a month, put a deposit down on a place and to rent. It seems now that's going to happen in 2 weeks' time. So it's, a bit hard to show, but a lot of things have changed for her just quite dramatically. And she just sent me a message just to say that. And I said, stay on your knees, April, stay on your knees. But the third one is one I just got through, and Chet may relate to, some of these contacts. In the keysing, when we're doing that, we get all sorts of contacts from all over the world. And some of them are in countries where, the internet was just shocking. You couldn't get a connection. We did a lot of stuff in Zoom like this, but it was just impossible in this situation. And, Let me just read it out. It's one of those situations where, you know, I could talk to him for a bit, but the best I could do was send a prayer as what we call the PDF over to him to work through, and that was about all I could do. He was plagued each night, and you'll get the gist of it when I read the testimony out. And this was some months ago. I haven't heard from this guy for quite a bit, and there was nothing more I can do. But he sent a message, and typical African, he says, "Hi, Minister Greg." I don't claim the title, by the way. "I am really delighted to send you this message. I don't know how to thank God for the great things he has done for me. My second thanks goes to the Holy Spirit for how he directed me to you in the blood of Jesus Christ. Finally, my thanks go to you, Minister Greg." Again, I don't claim the title. "For your efforts, patience, and time you took to elaborate and direct me, God richly bless you abundantly. I can proudly say that the frequent wet dreams I have been experiencing has ceased through the blood of Christ. After I did the prayers, it persisted, but as time went by, it came to a total halt. Glory be to God." And anyway, it was just, I won't give his name because it's been, a bit more indelicate, but it's just one of those things I think, oh, God kept working, you know. And we've lost Michael, haven't we? Oh, no, he's there.
No, I'm still here.
So you look frozen.
Oh, well, I was frozen. I can do that, you know.
Okay.
Is that all?
That's it. Sorry, it was just
okay. You
know, three answers to prayer that you know, it's progressing along. I'm going, oh well, yeah, God is working, you know.
Praise the Lord, yeah. Praise God, thank you, Lord. Yeah, Andrew.
Well, on Tuesday, we had a meeting and. Well, I'm happy to say that I got rid of all those videos. And, there was probably a video for every day. So if you put a price on that, maybe $10 a piece, that means it's well over $3,000 worth of videos there. You know, and the real good series that I really loved was The Lot. So I just said, this is for you, Lord. And, it was like the whole day, like I woke up the next day because I didn't do it that night because it took a while to do that. And I took out some of these videos that are Christian videos. So I only have like 10 DVDs, God's Not Dead and stuff like that. And some VHSs that someone gave me, the Moody Institute, you see. So I thought maybe there was something there. I may be... because I didn't really listen to that one too many times, but and some little kiddie videos like Veggie Tales and stuff like that, just in case that happens to come to pass ever, you know, that I can have something to minister to children maybe up to the age of 12, and and the Moody Institute ones might be interested for them. And, God's Not Dead, so they're there for the people who are weak. The whole shelf unit is empty, and that's one that's empty, and the other one in the other room's empty. And if the Lord wants me to throw anything else out, I can throw anything else out. Everything is His. And the Lord was actually teaching me through all of this too, because I was receiving constant teaching from Him, and there were some verses that He gave me through this, And one of the real hard verses that really hit it home, because I wrote down the verses that were told to me here, which were a help for me. I got it all on my little notepad here. But when I was reading 1 John 2:9, it was, "Who saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. And who loveth his brother abideth in the light, and no stumbling is in him. So I'm just thankful for the love of my brothers and sisters here to give me some agape when I really needed it. This is something I struggled with for a very long time, even though I was censoring how much I could watch. And I'm just glad it's all over with. The Lord even gave me a dream that night. And my dreams are very much interrupted, and I know that the darkness is coming in to interrupt my dreams, and I'm praying against that. And but this one seemed legit. You know, I finished a dream that I can't remember, so probably wasn't any good. And then I came into this dream where I walked into a building, and it looked like a school or an office, and there were offices or classrooms in it. And at the other end of the hallway, because it's a school hallway, there was this little baby in a set of white diapers, and there was this huge lion with a mane, you know, beside this baby. And I'm looking down there, and I said, oh, that lion must be tame, because he's not attacking the little baby. And as I was walking down this hallway, you know, in a dream, you don't know what you're doing. So I'm walking down this highway toward the lion and the baby. And the baby goes into one of the rooms adjacent to the corner room. And the lion goes into the corner room. And I went, phew. I went down the hall, and I said, I'm just going to go down the hall, turn the corner right by those two rooms where those two people went in, and continue, you know. And then as I was coming to the place of turning, the lion came out of the room. So I went kind of calmly into the very first room, and I was in a bathroom, like in a house, though. You know, it wouldn't be a school with this kind of bathroom, you know, with a bathtub and the shower curtains and the toilet and a little sink with a little mirror and everything. And I sort of closed the door, but it was open 2 inches of crack, and the lion came over and looked in. And I had my hand on the doorknob and go, and then in this dream, I just opened the door. And the lion put his front paws on my shoulders. And I wasn't looking at him. I was looking in the mirror and seeing the lion on my shoulders in there. And I'm going, what's going to happen? Oh, why did? And I'm going like, what's happening? This is not something I would do in a dream. And he was nibbling on my eyebrow here, the lion. And I've been praying to have good sight, you know. And but I wasn't thinking that in the dream. And I just went, and I heard a woman in the distance saying, honey, and then she said something, I can't remember what she said. And you know, what was going through my mind is, this lion here is to protect that little baby, and he's got me. You know, I can't do anything about this. And it was just too much for me, so I had to open my eyes at that point. And that lion was big, because he was higher than the doorknob, just standing on all four paws. And believe me, I when I woke up, I go, that's something I wouldn't naturally do if I was ever to walk into a building and see a lion. But, you know, I did think the lion was tame, because there was a little child there. And then I thought I was in a drug house where a drug lord had a lion for protection for his family. In the dream, I was thinking that, and I was going, oh, boy. Especially, like, when the lion's paws were on my shoulders. And, oh, man, I wish I could remember what that lady said. And I really don't know what the dream means. I know who the lion is, and I know who the baby is going into the room. And I was looking in the mirror at the lion and me with his paws on me. His face, when it was just a crack in the door there, was kind of angry looking, you know. But when it opened, it changed a bit. It was more calm, you know. And it didn't make any fast movements or anything. And I guess I just remained calm through it. I don't know why. And because if something was to happen like that for real, I would be shaking in my boots. I remember going to the zoo once and seeing a lion. And it wasn't a pleasant thing because the zookeeper was feeding the lion and he thought he would throw the piece of meat right in front of where I was standing. That was horrifying when the lion came to take the meat from the zoo when I met. So that's about the size of the lion that I saw. And yeah, so I don't know what it means. I sort of deduced that maybe the Lord now is going to heal my eye, whatever, heal my sight so I can see better. And because I do have glasses, but I use them more for work. Anyway, I just praise God that he's kept me in the Word, like for this, before, during, and during the meeting on Tuesday, when I woke up on New Year's Day, he gave me other verses, like in the 27th chapter, the 25th, the second chapter, the 25th verse, the 26th verse. Now this is what he was showing me when I was studying before I did it, you know. And one of them is a promise that he promises to give us eternal life. And these things have I written to you concerning those deceiving you. And it, 27 was a big calmer for me, because he says there, and the anointing which ye received, and the anointing which ye received of him abideth in you, and ye have no need that one teach you. But you know, when I read that, he was teaching me that I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to love the Lord. I'm supposed to get over this this fleshy stuff that I'm into, and for it to be gone, you know. And it's when I threw out those big file folders too, I was really thanking God for that, because there was quite a few of them in there. You have no one need to teach you, but as the anointing teacheth you concerning all things, all, and is true, and is no lie, and even as he taught you, abide in him. So that was pretty cool what the Lord did for me. And I'm open for anything else that the Lord would have for me. And I just thank the Lord and give all glory to him for this. And I thank him for instructing me on this and doing this. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, go ahead, Marilyn.
Andrew, did you have that dream before you got rid of the DVDs or after?
It was after, you know. After? Because, you know, you get tempted. Like, right after I threw them all out, a thought came into my head. Hey, Andrew, wouldn't it be nice to watch this particular program on Stargate, you know, because that was the one I really liked a lot. And I went, no, because I don't have that anymore.
you know, Andrew, some thoughts were coming to me. I'm not saying this is a thus saith the Lord, but just some thoughts. As you were sharing your dream, is I was thinking that the baby is the man child, and or even your own personal man child, and the lion is the Lion of Judah. And one thing that made me want to think that is he wasn't real aggressive towards you. And I just had Barry look this up on eSword. In 1 Peter 5, it says, our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour. You know, the lion was not roaring. And I was thinking also, you know, about being in his presence, about the fear of the Lord being the beginning of wisdom. And, you know, you were afraid or, you know, kind of a maybe more of a reverence kind of fear of this lion. And then the scene in the bathroom is, you know, the bathroom is where we go to repent. That's symbolic. You know, that's where we get rid of our waste, our sin. And the fact that he, you know, came, you know, you saw him and he looked happier to you when he went into the bathroom, and he didn't
devour
you. Yeah, he didn't devour you. He didn't roar at you. And even, you know, you're praying and believing for your eyes to be healed, and he touched your eyes. So those are just the things that were coming to me as you were sharing that. Somebody else may have something else.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too. I can say that after you said it, kind of. Oh boy,
because he's working with your eyes because he's cleaning up what you're watching. Helping you clean up your eyes and your mind.
Amen. Let's pray for Missy. She's having trouble with Wi-Fi right quick. In the name of Jesus right now, we come against witchcraft of any sort that would try to destroy or keep hindering Missy from getting on here with her Wi-Fi. We command that Ethernet to work, Internet to work, I'm sorry, in Jesus' name, and that she'll be able to get on with her tablet. We praise you, Father, that the internet is working in Missy's house. We command it to work in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, go ahead, Denny. Yep, see there? There she is.
Hey, Missy. Yeah, I thought, Andrew, when you said you opened the door, I just felt like this whole thing of what you did with getting rid of all the stuff and then this dream, I think God is opening a door for you, you know, and it may involve the man child. But so be praying about it. I think a new door is open for you. Amen. Father.
Amen. I believe that.
I think it's kind of cool too, because the door was cracked. You couldn't close it. So the Lord's seeing and watching your repentance. He's not doing it just now for Andy, but he's got to give us an idea of looking in and watching us repent. And then once we're in the process of the repenting, we're opening the door to the Lord and he can come in.
Amen. Andrew, you got good things coming for you. I believe it.
You know, something else kind of cool. He was looking in the mirror, but the lion was behind him. He's seeing the lion.
Well, his paws were on my shoulders.
Yeah, but that's you'd be looking in the mirror and beholding the Lord.
Oh, yeah. It was frightening. It was frightening, but in a calm sort of way. That's the only way I can describe it. But, you know, it was just too much for me to be.
Yeah. Okay, now I've got a lion on my shoulder. Okay, it's just cool, maybe. No, I think it's a good dream. But I know that God's got a bright future for you. All right, anybody else? You got something, Missy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't unmute. Did you unmute me?
No, I didn't do that.
I must have by accident, because I'm on my Wi-Fi is not working, but Alex is able to be on. Now, that's weird.
Where's your modem at?
It's over in the family room. Everything looks fine on it, and Alex is on it, but my phone will not connect, and neither will my tablet.
Turn your tablet off and restart it and just see what happens.
Yeah.
You should be able to get on. Lord, we thank you that when it comes back on, it's going to be okay. Oh, everything's going to be fine. All right. Anyone else got something they'd like to pray about? Can I tell you what happened? Some of you haven't heard. Judy, you haven't heard, have you?
What? Sorry.
No, she hadn't heard.
No. I just wanted to say something else. I've been asking the Lord, okay, I thought I was supposed to stay here that extra week because of Amy. So I've been praying about, okay, why am I staying here? I am supposed to meet Kathleen, Miss Moore's sister. Kathleen is the one in Brazil. I'm supposed to meet her sister tomorrow in Wabash, Indiana, and we're going to talk. Her name is Karen, and she's just now getting to understand things and seeing things. And I would mind prayer just that I say the right thing to her, and only don't say too much, just say exactly what the Lord wants me to say to her. And then also Kathleen has a niece that I'm praying that I see her over the weekend. I believe maybe I'm supposed to be here for these two women, and I don't know what for exactly, but I like to plan ahead what I say or do, but I don't think the Lord wants me to plan this time. I think he just wants to tell me what to say. So I wouldn't mind prayer just that I say the right things and do the right, exactly what the Lord wants me to do.
Is this Kathleen Coelho?
Yeah. Her okay. sister, niece. Her okay. sister, Karen. Her sister's name is Karen, and her niece's name is Lisa. So I'd like to, Karen, I'm going to see tomorrow. Lisa, I don't know when.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, we lift up Judy to you, and we ask, Lord, that you give her wisdom. And not only that, before she goes, that she asks you to lead her into what she's to say or not to say. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that the words that she does speak are going to be anointed by you, and they will have an effect on both of them, both of these ladies, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to do with Judy for these ladies, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anybody else? Andrew had a book burning. Okay. Praise God.
Just say a quick prayer for my daughter. She's on the way home. They just had some kind of something in Georgia, Atlanta. They had some big thing where all of Christian kids got together, campus kids, and listen to the speakers and musicians and a big praise thing. But she's in Louisville right now, it looks like. So, Father, continue her safe trip home with the rest of the college kids. She brings herself home nice and relaxed and refreshed. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your protection upon them. Amen. Hi, Tracy. Bless you, girl. All right. Hey, Joe. Joe Britt.
Morning, everybody.
You did what?
I missed out last night on a prayer meeting.
Boy, you should have been there. You should have been there.
Papa, I hope you prayed for me.
No, we talk about other things, but we can. No, we had a wonderful meeting last night. I thought good meeting. Yeah, Tim.
I got two quick things. First thing is Andrew. I think you're going to be really blessed by getting rid of the movies and the entertainment out of your life. We got rid of the TV probably 12, 13 years ago. I haven't missed it a minute. It's a blessing to be rid of it. And it just opens up a lot of free time for things that are far more important. And you'll be blessed by getting rid of that. Second thing is, I'd like to thank the Lord. A couple of guys, I don't even know who they are right now, but that I used to work with, went in the river on a train last night and in Idaho. And they got out unscathed, but it could have been really, really bad. They hit a rock slide going through a canyon, and the engine went into the water within it, and looked like it was right up to the top of the windows, but they were rescued and they were all right. So the Lord was with them, and, you know, I think it's just our prayers for people that we know and stuff that are carrying out there and having a positive effect. So I want to thank the Lord for that. But thank you, Lord, for watching over people, and they don't know you're there. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I saw something about a car or SUV or something went over a mountain, and then they're having trouble finding it. It was a big, deep mountain. I don't know, somewhere out west, I suspect. I just remember after you said that, reading about it. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Missy.
I had a good time this, I guess it was this morning then after I had talked to you and David, and I was encouraged, so I started playing music and praising the Lord. And the song that really caught me was the song I was singing earlier. And, it was, I was doing my best to keep focused on the Lord and worshiping him. There were things that were in the back of my mind. And so I was reading the word for a little bit, and then I went and did something. And while I was doing that, the Lord had started reminding me of all these dreams. That when I was down there, Shalanda had a dream and Eve had a dream. And since I got home, I had a dream. And I even, the dream that I had that I got home that's related to the other two, I had actually two dreams, and the one dream I had is related to Eve's dream about that David shared about her trying to find her car in the parking lot, not being able to find her car. And I had a very similar dream, and I had that before David shared her dream on the Bible study. But anyway, so it was like the Lord was showing all these connections. He was showing me how they all connected together. And it was like And I was like, you know, and the Lord brought to my attention, you know, because, you know, the enemy, you know, that's what the enemy is, his biggest way he attacks me is with condemnation. Because, you know, it's like, it's important to keep your eyes focused on the Lord and when you're worshiping him and not just going through the motions, you know, and I was doing my best, you know, but it was like the Lord's, you know, and the enemy was trying to condemn me for that. And the Lord told me, he says, Missy, you were doing your best. And what you did was a sacrifice of your praise. And it's because of that, that he started showing me how all these dreams, I touched him at least just enough for him to start showing me how all these dreams connected. And, but it was so cool. And so I had texted Eva saying, can you talk? I have something I want to share, you know? So I was sharing her how all these dreams connected, and it's all about condemnation. And I was like, when you were showing me this, I'm like, ha, I'm on to you, you know? And it was just like, the Lord just put all those, connected all those things together, all those dreams together for me, and they were all related, you know, to condemnation and legalism, and even rest when you're in, the enemy is doing his best to get me into my own works. He's trying his best. And then not only that, is he trying to get me into my works. He's trying to condemn me and call me a Jezebel too at the same time, because a Jezebel controls that's works, But those two spirits are working together to try and condemn me and get me in my own works. And it's like, I'm like, I'm on to you. And I was just laughing at him. I was laughing at the enemy. I'm like, I'm on to you. But I was just like, I was so encouraged in them. And then, and I just was singing that song now and then. And when I was upstairs packing to get ready to go see my family tomorrow, and I had to stick that on, and I've been going around singing it, Waymaker, Miracle. You're working when I don't see it. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working, And so I just praise and thank the Lord. And the Lord answered a prayer. Found out today that Herbie's funeral is not going to be till Monday. And so we were planning on leaving Sunday from my family. That would be a 3.5-hour trip home. And then 3-hour trip to leave Monday to go to the funeral, because it's going to be from 10 to 12 is the viewing, and then the service at 12, and then burial after that, and then a meal then after that. But anyway, so it's working out. The Lord just, I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. That worked out perfectly, because it's better that we just stay with my son another night. It only takes 2 hours to get there. And then after all that's done, then we can come home then. And so rather than the running back and forth and everything. So, and we get to go to their funeral and don't get to miss out on spending the time with my family. And I'll say, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why I'm so pumped up, and I just want to keep singing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for answering prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. A good deal. You get to go to a party and then you get to go to a funeral. That'd be awesome.
Well, they're both a party, really, if you want to be honest. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep, because Herbie's with the Lord, so he's up in heaven partying. I'm sure he is.
Yeah. I bet he is.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Anybody else? We had an interesting thing happen this morning at the prayer meeting. Shalonda saw a snake come in a vision, right there behind the stove, right there in front of you, Debbie and Denny. And did you hear what she said? She said, and then there was an angel came up there and snatched that snake up, broke it in half, stuck it in his pocket, and took off. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That was awesome. She was telling, I didn't hear her say that until after the meeting. She was telling David about it. And she said, that's what happened. Just said an angel came in there and snatched that thing up, broke it in half, and stuck it in his pocket and took off. I said, well, praise God, he's taking it to the trash heap of demons,
I guess I missed that, Michael, because I went into the bathroom.
Well, it was after the meeting, and it was in the cookie room there where y'all bring the cookies, that she told it to David.
Oh, well, then I was probably outside, okay.
I don't think she told it to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just happened to be there at the time that she told it. So I caught that part of it. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Leah.
Are you going to share what happened yesterday at the Bible study?
Nah, yeah, I can. There's some here that haven't heard it. A lot of you heard it last night, but we had a Bible study yesterday morning, Judy. Were you in there last night? Oh, you hadn't heard either. Okay. You'll have to wait till you get home. No, we had a Bible study yesterday morning, and everything is kind of running together with me, but we had to pray about some things that the Lord had warned us about, and we got those out of the way, and then the Lord had us pray specifically for people, and people that needed prayer, so we did that, and there was a few men that had to get prayed for. But here's the kicker. When one of the ladies had to get prayed for, the Lord told me to get all the other ladies up there to lay their hands on her and pray for her. And, man, I'm going to tell you something. The power of God that was concentrated in that group of women was so awesome. It was, does anybody know what undulating means? It means it was doing this thing. Woo, 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 woo. And it was so powerful in there. You know, I happened to be walking around it. And of course, all of us men were sitting back watching in wonderment at these women. And what was interesting about it, there would be one woman that would pray, and then another one would pray, and then another one praying. Look, and it sounded like they were getting words of knowledge and praying against those things, and it was just awesome. My gracious sakes alive, I would have loved to have seen in the spirit the angels that were in that room, because I bet you it was crowded. I'm telling you, because it was so awesome, the power of God. I can tell you this much. I've been in a lot of prayer sessions with some power, but I've never been in one with the power that strong before. The anointing was so powerful in there that it was, I don't know how else to describe it other than it was just heavenly. And we generally, with our Bible studies, we generally go for about an hour and a half. Quit at 12. It was almost 1 o'clock before we got out of there. And women, Leah.
I was just going to say that they prayed for the one woman, then she stepped back and somebody else got in the middle, and all of them prayed for her, and then she stepped back, somebody else got in the middle, and it was all women, and it was very powerful. So
yeah,
all the women got prayed for, basically.
Yeah.
There were some men that got prayed for, too, before that yeah. happened. But it was really good.
It was the most powerful. Judy, I'm just so sorry you missed it, girl. But it was awesome. We'll have more of those. I think the Lord was showing us that this is just the tip of the iceberg for this year. I do. I believe that we're called coming into this one accord. And when we come into this one accord, you know what happened on Pentecost. And I believe we're going to see a lot of this, a lot more of this happening. I do. I think the Lord was just showing us, hey, look what I can do. And it was so awesome. We talked, we all went over, most a lot of us went over to eat afterwards. And, of course, we stayed in fellowship even at the Cracker Barrel till, gosh, what time was it, Leon, we left there? 4 o'clock. Oh my. But yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. I wish y'all were all there. We're going to experience this here. I believe it. Go ahead, Chet.
Yeah, I just wanted to share, going into the new year, I fasted and prayed into the new year, and I was just in prayer. And the Lord was showing me that in the Hebrew calendar, 2020 is the year of vision. And then I for whatever reason, somebody messaged me or something, but the Gregorian calendar says it's the year of the mouth. So I was just in prayer to the Lord about it. And I was like, okay, you got the eyes and you got the mouth and you got vision. And the Lord said, well, you know, I like to tell everybody, taste and see. And it just blew me away. It was just crazy, the revelation I got when he said that. I was like, all right. So I just wanted to share that. I thought it was pretty amazing.
That is. That's good. Good word. Good word. Taste and see what the Lord can do. Glory to God. You know, I just gave you the Reader's Digest version of that, but I'm going to tell you something. It was awesome yesterday. It really was. It was really awesome.
Michael? Yeah,
Judy? Yes.
I don't mean to be hogging everything here, but when you're talking about praying for people, I've been having these two people on my mind all day because I talked to was Charlie and Linda. I talked to Charlie today. He just called because he said he hadn't, you know, heard from me much because, you know, I wasn't sure what was going on with him and that. And I felt like I was supposed to talk to him, and I did. And he seemed really good. And he called me right after I heard about Amy. And so I was kind of vulnerable, you might say. And he prayed with me for her. But I wanted to pray for them. I just really think they need a lot of prayer. We pray for them.
Yeah. Just a minute here.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you talk to Linda or Charlie?
I talked to Charlie. I said hi to Linda, but Charlie was the one that called.
Okay.
And I did tell him, I said, have you heard from David? And he said, well, no. And I said, well, why don't you call him? You know, I'm just praying that he does. And just, you know, different things. I just want to pray.
Okay, go ahead. You want me to pray or you want to?
I'd rather you pray because I don't really know that much about what's going on or anything. You pray.
Okay. All right. Well, Lord, I lift up Charlie to you, and I lift up Linda to you, both of them. I ask, Lord, that you cut those ties between those two right there in the name of Jesus, that you break Linda free from Charlie. And I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do a work in Charlie. It might take, he's kind of hard-headed, but I know that you're going to do a work in him. And I praise you, Father, for doing whatever's necessary to do what you've told him to do. And I thank you for it, Father. I bind up those spirits of faction in him right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you take him to the point to where he'll cry out to you and he won't do it. He won't get into that anymore. I thank you, Lord, for giving Linda clarity of thought. That just break yes, away Lord. And come on down there and stay with somebody in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father, for doing that. In Jesus' name, bringing them both back to you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, Chip.
I was just going to share an experience I had. You were talking about that prayer meeting when you could feel the presence just, you know. Mm-hmm. I've only felt that twice in my life, and both of them have been in prayer meetings. that one time it was like waves, if you were standing right at the edge of the surf in the ocean, and you could just feel it come through in a wave and kind of almost knock you back. And then it would kind of come off of you, and you could feel it again. And what was funny is in one of the prayer meetings, the one where I really felt the presence strong, it was almost like it was moving through the congregation, kind of down the line. And I remember I was standing there feeling that, and I had my eyes closed in worship, and I was like, whoa. And then I looked and I noticed that other people were feeling it. And as it moved down, I guess I got greedy, but I would follow it. I'm like, I'm going down there. That's where it's at. But it was amazing. It was amazing. It's just like what you're talking about. You know, but in my situation, it was like a wave that would come and hit you, right? It was really cool.
Amen. Amen. This power that we experienced yesterday was tangible. It was tangible. And that's why I say I've you know, we felt the Holy Spirit at times in prayer meetings, but this was different. This was power. This was pure, unadulterated power that was just going, whoo, 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 whoo. Just like that right there. I was walking around the outside edge of it. On one side of it.
You were dipping in it too, weren't you?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
Never actually experienced that before, but is it hard to kind of come into that? Or I mean, I'm saying, you know, you were on the outside. Did you feel like, oh, I can't come into that? Or, you know, did it feel like, oh, you know, if I felt led to step in there and pray with them?
No.
Is that the case?
The Lord took, no, that's not the case at all.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I know. Just hang on. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to explain it to you. All right. Here, the Lord told me to allow the women to do the ministry. And for me to just back off and watch, you know, and to just see what happens. And that's why I was out there. Yeah, I could have walked in there any time. I mean, it wasn't that way. It was a good thing. It wasn't a bad thing. Great thing.
Yeah, it wasn't. Actually, I didn't mean it was a bad thing. I just said, like, did you ever feel like, well, wait, you know, I shouldn't step into this, you know, just let them be, so.
I knew that. I knew I wasn't supposed to interfere at all. They were doing a good job. So they were doing a wonderful job.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chet.
Yeah, I'm just gonna share on that. I've had situations that I've observed when the spirit would start to move, kind of like you're talking about, Michael, in a tangible way where it's really. You can tell, you can feel the weighty presence of it. And a lot of times if somebody will try to bring recognition to it, to the crowd or something, it'll go just like that. It's like, dude, you just knocked it out of here. It's funny, you know, in the Bible it says when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, the Holy Spirit lit on him like a dove. And, you know, you kind of, when you're in that presence, you kind of want to walk around like you've got a dove on your shoulder and you don't want to scare it off. You know what I mean? You don't want to cause anything to happen to quench it. But a lot of times, man, I find in my situation, a lot of that stuff's better caught than taught. You know what I'm saying? Just being there at the right place and being in, you know, pressing in. But that's awesome. That's amazing.
It was more of a, Kurt had a dream or a vision, I don't remember, years ago. It's one of the brothers that went on with the Lord here a few years ago. But he had a dream where he saw the Lord taking a golden thread and knitting all our hearts together. And it was more like that golden thread had come in and knitted all our hearts together. And we were in one accord with that situation that we had yesterday. And the power of God, when you are in one accord and you all are believing for whatever it is you're praying for, that, you know, that power's in there doing the work. God's doing the work. And I don't know. I would have loved to have been able to see in the spirit at that time, but I couldn't. The Lord didn't see fit to show me, because I'd probably been bragging about it or some nonsense like that. But it was awesome. Yeah, Greg.
Just a question came to mind then. Did you ask?
No, I didn't. I was so awestruck by the power. Check this out, you know, and that's kind of the way I was. I was, man, this is awesome.
But may I ask what you were praying for about?
Whatever those women wanted, whatever they needed. What was happening is I only asked one lady if we could pray for her. And the rest of them just wanted to get in there and get prayed for, you know. They'd get in there and get prayed for, the way I remember it. But anyway, Debbie was in there. And I don't know, how many women would you say Debbie was in there? 10? 8? 8 or 10?
Yeah, probably that, if not. Yeah.
Yep.
7. Yeah.
How many? How many, Denny?
I don't know.
Okay. Yep. But no, I had that didn't even enter my mind, Greg. I wished I'd have thought of it. I would have, you know. Lord, let me see what's going on in the spirit, man. Because I was just awestruck over the way the power was just going like this, you know. That's what I was in the power of. Yeah, Leon.
We were praying about deliverance for people for certain things. You know, they would say what they wanted deliverance for, and that's how it started out. And there were a couple of women that Michael prayed for with some other people, and then a couple of men. I was actually one of them too. But then this women's thing got going, and it was just so powerful. We just sat back, and it, and they would each take a turn, and we'd say, "Well, what about so and so? Well, what about so and so?" And they would come up, or they would be up there already praying, and they would just take the center spot, and everybody would lay hands on them too. So
I believe everybody got prayed for that I remember. I think only one didn't get prayed for.
Well, I was going to ask, and Leon said deliverance, but I was going to ask because usually when that happens, when the presence is there, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's stuff popping like popcorn. You know,
both were happening.
Yeah,
there was a lot of.
I asked them to pray for me for critical spirit, because I was feeling critical at that time, you know, about general things, you know, and I asked them to pray for me for critical spirit, but it wound up that some other things, the Lord revealed other things to Michael when he was praying, and he prayed for those too. So praise God, you know.
Well, that's the thing about it. The word of knowledge was real evident in the women.
Yeah,
I mean they were just going after it, man. I said, check this out. This is awesome. They would, yeah, Tim.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but
go ahead.
I just wanted to add to those people that weren't in the meeting last night or weren't at Wednesday morning's meeting that it wasn't just the power wasn't just in the group of women. It filled the room. It encompassed all of us. It filled the house. It was going outside the house. There was so much there that it was bursting the seams of the house. It wasn't just in the little group of women. It was everywhere. It was just encompassing. It was overwhelming, and it was cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We meet at a house. We don't have a building. We just meet at a couple's house there, Sandy and Jeff Shaw's house. We've been doing that for quite a while now. But the Lord really blessed that house, I'm telling you, and the people in it.
Well, I was going to say, I've seen so much more in small groups than I have in a monster congregation. And that's not to say that it wouldn't happen with a bunch of people, hundreds of people. But you get a small group and you get everybody on the same page, and they're only there because they're there to pull on the presence and seek God. Watch out.
What happened, now this just came to me, Debbie. You had that word of knowledge Monday night, right? Yeah. About us coming into what was it? We're coming into unity, right?
That we were one. We were one in mind. In mind and heart and mind and body, mind and soul and spirit.
We're the one. Lord saw us as one body. He saw us as one.
Yeah.
he said, there's many people, but he said, I see you as one. And then this happened Wednesday.
Amen.
So it's just something that the Lord orchestrated to show us that this is just the start of something real good. And I believe we are here too. We're going to see some of that stuff, if not all of it. Amen. Anybody got any more questions? Hey, Leonard.
Hey, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, the Lord kind of knocked my socks off yesterday morning.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Well, he just gave me a word. You know, I've been really praying about, you know, the great restoration, the man child, and just the revival in our congregations, and so you know, it being New Year, I figured, Lord, well, I'd like a scripture, you know, for the New Year. And so I opened the Bible and I got Isaiah 62, the entire chapter. And it's all about the restoration. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one there.
I landed right on Isaiah 62 and right there on right at verse 1, I understood. I was like, man, I started reading and I was like, this is and I got the whole chapter. So it's like, I'll read the whole chapter. It just blew me away.
Amen. That's an awesome chapter.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
You want to read it? There ain't that many verses.
It's kind of loud around my house. I got kids crying and everything, so maybe you could read
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, I'll read it. You said 62, didn't you? Yeah, Leah.
62.
I was going to say, that's the beauty that comes right after 61, where Jesus releases all the captives. Yeah. And there's restoration.
Yes, absolutely.
He says, 62:1 says, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until her righteousness go forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. And the nations shall see thy righteousness and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delights in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. Woo, got some household salvation coming on here. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that are the Lord's remembrances, take ye no rest, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy grain to be food for thine enemies, and foreigners shall not drink thy new wine for which thou hast labored. But they that have garnered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have gathered it shall drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Uh-oh. Get back on there. Let's see. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up an ensign for the peoples. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the earth. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken, Praise God forevermore. Glory be to God. That's a good one, Lynn. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Chet had to go. Okay. Bye, Chet. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
If you don't mind reading mine as well, I also ask the Lord for a verse where this year forward he gave me Jeremiah 51, verse 4.
Jeremiah 51?
31. 31. 41.
Yeah, 31.
Yep, verse 4.
Verse 4. Yeah, I read it. I ain't scared. Okay. Again will I build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Again shalt thou be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Is that it? Amen. That's shouting time. Glory be to God. All right. Anybody else get a word for this year? Yeah, go ahead, George.
I just wanted to, when Andrew was talking about his act of obedience there on his obeying his conscience, that it hit me like a oh wow, and I just felt like that testimony is a provoking to good works for anybody that hears it, that to break the spell of the world and to want to please God and to move forward with God, that it just hit me like that. And I believe that's going to send shock waves. And Andrew is moving from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And the Lord is his portion, the part of the world that was comfort to him, that he found camaraderie in, that God is becoming the portion that fills up that space and that becomes his companion. And I just wanted to commend him on his obedience and encouragement. And that his obedience in his thought life and all of that is being made full, and God is avenging the rest of all of anything else in his life, that he's going to see power, and that testimony is going to help a lot of people. Amen.
Yep, I believe that. I believe that, because this outreach goes way out there. All right. Anybody else got something they'd like to talk about, comment on? Yeah, Debbie, go ahead.
I'd like to share something for prayer, and then I'm going to get off because I've got good things ready, because we're going tomorrow to Gulf Shores, Alabama, and I'm going to ask prayer about that. We're going to meet my sister there and my brother-in-law. I'm going to go see my son. But I had an interesting talk with Joy today. They're traveling around in a camper, and so they're going to be at that Gulf. What's it called? Some state park there, nearby, real close. So I can get to see her. But she's been real disillusioned with several different churches. She's been from church to church because of the disillusionment and what she sees in the leadership and problems she's come across all the time. And so as I've talked to her about different things and things we've learned here about the bride, different things, she's just like, well, I don't know about this, you know. I'm kind of almost wrote things off, but she told me today that she had a dream last night, and She said she's way up. She's like above heaven. She's looking down on heaven. And she was seeing all this worshiping and praising going on, worshiping God. And she saw such a oneness and joy and even a funness and spirit and just enjoying one another. Oh, the first thing she saw was a scale. It was evenly balanced. That she thought about that meant that everyone was just, I'm not quite sure what she said about that, but she saw the scale. And then she said what really caught me was that there were so few people there. It wasn't a lot, there was few. And I said, yeah, few there be there that find it, is that, you know, that scripture I mentioned. She goes, yeah, but I thought about you. And I said, that's what Debbie's been talking about, the bride. So she, the Lord gave a revelation of this dream about the bride. She realizes now it's not the whole, everyone who calls the church, you know, you get saved and you're the bride, you know, and everyone out there is the bride. So I think she's realizing that now. And she's been baptized in the Holy Spirit. I don't think her husband Art has. I talked to her a long time ago when she was having all these problems with churches about maybe you should just start your own fellowship or something, or just start meeting in your home. Or so they're, she's talking now. I don't know. It's got to be the Lord. I did tell her about about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, how important that is to make sure that Art is baptized in the Holy Spirit, and because it takes that this. That's the power and the anointing. And so I just want God to minister, really bless our time tomorrow, and that more can be shared. And there'll be a real spiritual time, and with our son Albert too. So, because he's not a Christian. And he's just quiet. I think he quietly muses on things and thinking on things and just quiet. He's not as sarcastic as he used to be at all anymore. So, I think it's time for God to, open him up. He's working in him. So, and it's going to be raining tomorrow when we travel, so pray for safety. And
so. Okay. Yeah. Hey, is Jar the one that came up here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay. Well, Lord, we just lift up Debbie and Denny to you. We know what the forecast is, but we know what your power is, too. And Lord, we just thank you that tomorrow, from here to wherever they're going, that the rain will part and they're not going to get any. They're going to have good vision the whole way, and it's going to be a great trip down there. And we thank you for it, Father. Not only that, when they get there, both of them will be a light to everybody around them. And Father, we just ask that you lead them by the Spirit to the things that they need to say, and not to say too much, but to say just enough. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that their words will be anointed, that when they hear these words, they're going to be marveled at the supernatural anointing that's going to be put on their words. And I thank you, Father, that tomorrow or this, whenever that, however how long they're going to be gone, that everybody they talk to is going to understand that they're Christians, true Christians, and they have the gospel, the true gospel, and they'll want to know about it. And I praise you for it, Father. I ask that you prepare their hearts to receive whatever it is that you have Debbie and Denny to give out to them, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Lord. I believe it's going to happen. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. You can look. You're not going to have any rain to speak of tomorrow going down there. It's going to be good driving for y'all, in Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else? I saw a deal this morning about earthquakes. I saw a map of earthquakes this morning around the Ring of Fire. That thing is on fire, just about it. I mean, there's earthquakes all over the place happening. So it looks like it's, is it in April? I think that thing is supposed to show its ugly head. I think it's in April. It's supposed to come around the sun. and show its head. So anyway, we're getting close here. And I believe that the Lord is getting people prepared, just like Andrew, just like people here, just like people all over that's in the bride. He's getting them ready for this great time we're going to have. Time of destruction, but also a time of revival. So, with that, somebody else talk. I'm through. Go ahead, Leah. You're already unmuted. You go ahead and talk a while.
No, I'm just checking the weather.
I'll tell you what, you remember that time here about 4 or 5 years ago when David and I, we got together and prayed that great big winter storm that was coming our way, and everybody around us got 8 to 12 inches, 15 inches of snow. We just got it dusted because we prayed we don't want that thing. Then we had all the people in the fellowship calling us, don't y'all be praying against that snow. We were these kids. They were wanting to build snowmen and stuff. Please don't pray. Let the snow come. We said, oh, okay. Yeah, snow's fun for kids. But when you live on top of a mountain like, yeah, okay. we live right up on top of a tall mountain, and our driveway is just goes straight down, you know, almost. And when it snows, we're stuck, just about it. That's kind of one of the reasons we don't like the cold either. David's originally from Louisiana, and of course I'm from Arkansas, so it's, don't like it cold weather. Anybody else got something they want to talk about? Anybody got a question? Did Adam and Eve have a belly button? Go ahead, George.
I've been pondering this one for about a month or so. When the factious or the Judases in your life are coming on strong, playing their hand, doing their thing, I feel like I'm supposed to stay in a position of forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. And, you know, whose sins we retain, they're retained. Whose sins we forgive, they're forgiven. And I'm just wondering, y'all probably had quite a bit of experience in some of this type of stuff. And how do you walk down that road, I guess?
You're talking about factious, divisiveness?
Yeah, at work I've got a Jezebel spirit type situation. And I've got a lot of good prayer warrior type strategy and specific spirits to pray against. And I'm really seeing some wisdom and getting, you know, it's helping sharpen me up, but the individuals themselves, I've come to a place where, I guess the latest word I got on it was that Peter repented after he denied the Lord, and he repented and was restored, but Judas, we had to, you know, Jesus had to let him go. And, you know, obviously I'm not putting myself in Jesus's shoes here, but I'm trying to walk this out and be humble and reconcile and basically work on myself more than I'm worrying about these people. But I feel like God eventually is probably going to remove them. And
are these Christians?
No.
Okay. Well, then the Bible's pretty clear of that. We're not to judge him, but we are to, if he's causing trouble at work and you're the supervisor, you know, you do have authority to do whatever's necessary to keep peace in the place. What we have problems with here is in the fellowship. It's brothers and sisters in the past that have, and the Bible's plain about it in Matthew 18, 15, 16, and 17. And when you have a brother that goes behind somebody else's back and talks about them, that's strictly forbidden. I'll tell you why. Because that factious spirit is one of the most dangerous spirits that can be in the church. Because if you don't have to touch anybody, you don't have to lay hands on them to pass that spirit on. All you have to do is talk and listen. That's how that spirit is passed on in the fellowship. And that's why the Lord wants you to take care of it quickly. I'm talking about in the fellowship. And that's why he says, go to your brother, talk to him. And if he listens, fine. If he doesn't listen, take a witness with you. And if he still doesn't listen, take him before the church and kick him out of the church. Now, I'll be honest with you, we have never had to kick anybody out. What has happened is the Lord would run them out. They would just go. But as far as a person that's not saved, that doesn't apply to them because they're not, you know, we're not to judge them. But if it's causing trouble in your work, George, you have authority to go ahead and deal with it. If that makes sense. Anybody got any other stuff on that? That's just my experience with it.
Yeah, I've been in this position for almost two decades as far as dealing with a lot of employees, and like you said, I've almost never had to fire anybody. I've pretty much documented so much and helped them. By the time they were leaving, they were shaking my hand and letting me know that I had done everything I could to help them try to retain their job, and they couldn't do it, so they moved on. And lately, it's just a different challenge. It's more kind of attacking me personally, and it helps, you know, when the Bible says when you're in the way with the enemy to agree with him, basically. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now, is saying, yeah, I've got some things I can work on, and I'm kind of just laying low and letting the Lord be my avenger, basically. And I, you know, I'm in the process, so I just, you know, I'm not really taking it too heavy, but it is kind of, it's kind of funny, you know. I don't know what God's doing in all this, if he's actually trying to get me to think beyond the workplace as far as my whole life paradigm, that you know, there comes a time when we can't work. There's going to be a world system, yeah, where all this stuff's going to come to an end. I think he's thrown a shot across my bow to at least entertain the thought that I need to be more involved in the harvest than I am worried about how I'm going to, you know, provide for my family and things like that. And it's just kind of funny, you know. Other people would not think what I'm going through is very funny. But I just know God is so good, and I know that he's trying to show mercy to these people, and they just won't have it to some extent. But I could be wrong. Tomorrow's another day, and I just look forward to it. It almost makes me look forward to going there and just seeing what could possibly happen today, you know? So it's all good.
Amen. Well, let's just pray. We can pray for that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up those factious spirits in those people right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you that George's not going to have that problem. And we thank you, Father, that you're going to place it in his heart once he sees it tomorrow, because it's not going to, he's not going to have any problems tomorrow, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing it. That he's going to have to pray every morning before he goes into work, that it would be a quiet, good, productive day out of all his people, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. And the one that's causing trouble, Lord, if he won't do what you want him to do, Lord, take him out of there. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it. Y'all believe it? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, Missy.
I'd like if you could pray for our trip to see my family, and then after that, going to Herbie's funeral.
So, okay. All right. Let's see, where are you going? You going over to your family tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to happen?
Well, Saturday we're having a meal. Everybody's getting together, but Matt and Megan aren't going to be there. And so I want to try and get to see Matt and Megan too sometime. And just
they live in the same city?
Close, really. Okay. It's only like 15 minutes or something like that. Them.
Oh, okay. Well, Lord, we just lift up Merlin. Is Alex going with you? Alex, yeah. And Missy. And Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that's going to go along with them, Lord. Fill them all up with your Holy Spirit before they leave. And Lord, we just thank you for a joyful, peaceful get together that they're going to have tomorrow? Saturday?
Saturday.
In Jesus' name, Lord, that they're not going to have any problems going. And it's going to be a good trip. It's going to be joy, peace, and tranquility. And Missy's going to be able to share some of the gospel to her people. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that there's going to be peace between her and any of her siblings or Mom, any of them, and thank you, Lord, that all of them are just going to have a wonderful time in Jesus' name, because your Holy Spirit's going to go with them. And her family is going to see the brightness on Missy, and they're going to ask her about it. And she's going to be able to smile real big and say, well, let me tell you what I know. And then she's going to be able to impart some good knowledge to them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Missy. And then, Lord, when they head off to the funeral, just like she said earlier, that's going to be a celebration for Herbie's entrance into the heavenly places that you have already. He's already up there having a good time. The only thing left down there is that old dirt in that casket. And, Father, we thank you that everybody there knows that, not only that, but that the gospel would be presented to people there that don't know it, and that salvation would come. And we praise you for that, Father. We ask that the Lord of the harvest send people there beforehand to prepare their hearts to receive the gospel in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. And then they're going to get back safely in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And same thing for Denny and Debbie. They're going to get back to you. And anybody else going on a trip, they get to get back. You, when are you coming back, Judy?
Next Tuesday? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you're going to miss the pot blessing. Oh, my goodness.
I know. But you're still going to get your angel eggs by someone else.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. I like those angel eggs. She don't call them deviled eggs. She calls them angel eggs. Amen. Anybody else got anything? Anybody ever cooked a ham in a crock pot? I'm just to change the subject here a little bit. I cooked a ham in a crock pot today. I did. And I cannot tell you what it tastes like. You know that meeting I was telling you about over at Wednesday? Man, you take a bite of that ham. You remember that cartoon, that dog eat that biscuit and he'd float up in the air. It was so good. That's the way I was doing with that ham when it finally got ready. I'd take a bite of that and just float up in the air. Ooh, that's so good. I never cooked a ham in a crock pot before. And that was awesome. Y'all try it if you had never tried it. Put you some jalapenos in there. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Them jalapenos make it. Yeah, they're good. Praise the Lord. Anybody else got a good recipe? Everybody eat hog jowl and ham and black-eyed peas yesterday? No? Is that just an Arkansas thing? I don't think that's just an Arkansas thing, is it?
I think it is. Here in Pennsylvania, though.
Oh, look, Barry's shaking his head. They do it down there in Texas, too, don't they? Yeah.
The tradition in Pennsylvania is pork and sauerkraut.
Pork and sauerkraut. Why would anybody want to eat that mess? I'm just kidding you. Well, cabbage is cabbage. What is that? Corned beef and cabbage is another tradition some people have too. Corned beef and cabbage and black-eyed peas and hog, yeah.
Greg, do you guys eat kangaroo?
I have.
What does it taste like? A dog?
No, chicken. No, it doesn't taste like chicken.
It's like chicken.
Oh my!
It's a red meat. I would suggest gamey. It's, you know, has a strong flavor. You can buy it in supermarkets, but mostly it's used for pet food here. So,
is it tough?
I guess it depends on how you cook it.
Okay. Well, that's I agree.
I haven't made it. It's not a regular fare. I've probably eaten it twice. Once at a restaurant that had that sort of fare. Had crocodile, I had emu.
Well, I've had crocodile.
It's good to eat chicken. Crocodile compared to the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather have chicken. Good night, Dave. See you, buddy.
Have
a good day tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. You ever had any turtle?
No.
Turtle. Turtle's good. Good big old snapping turtles. Or soft-shell turtles. Huh?
Get them out of the swamp.
Yeah. Get them out of the lakes.
No. Are they turtles or tortoises, though?
They're turtles.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have any tortoises in Arkansas. We just got turtles. Softback, what is it? Soft shell turtles. They're actually the best tasted. They taste like chicken. But yeah, no, they're good. Snapping turtles and soft shell is mostly what we eat. Snake is good.
What snake did you say?
Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake's good. Tastes like frog legs.
So hands up who has actually eaten rattlesnake here.
I have. Right. Yeah, there you go, Leon here. It does. It's a good.
Was it a novelty or what? I mean, it's not like, you know, Saturday night. Oh, what are you having? Oh, I'm having rattlesnake.
Well, it's good eating. I would have figured you would have eaten some of that, Barry. No? We killed a friend of mine, killed a rattlesnake that was 6 foot long, 5 foot, 11.5 inches long. That's 13 rattles. That thing was that big around. It filled up a 5 gallon bucket. And I skipped that thing and cut him up in slices and fried him up. That was the best tasting thing. That was good. I like them. Yeah, Leah.
I got a question about turtles. You've heard of mock turtle soup?
I've heard of turtle soup. I don't know what that first word is.
Mock.
No, I don't guess I have.
Oh, well, never mind then. Well, I was going to ask you if it was mock turtles or mock soup.
I don't know. The turtle soup now is just like a stew, more or less.
So that was one of my better jokes.
Now, pot blessing, I'll have roadkill stew for some of the people, you know. Go down the day before and pick up what's on the road, fry it up for them, put it in a soup. They're always scared of my dishes, Greg.
I'm trying to do.
Praise the Lord. Well, I guess we're about out of time. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just ask that you be with us. What's tonight? What is this? It's Thursday? This is Thursday. Father, we just ask that you be with us and be with all of those that are traveling over the weekend, Lord, and bring them home safely and let them have a great, wonderful trip that people will be taken in by the peace that's in people's hearts. And Lord, we thank you for the light that shines out from them too, Lord. They'll see that light and they'll say, man, there's a glow about you. What's that all about? They'll get to, they'll be able to give the gospel out. And Lord, we thank you for all the healings that's going to take place this weekend and all the deliverances that's going to take place. And Father, we just love you so much. We thank you for the work you're doing in us and your grace and your mercy upon us, because sometimes we mess up. But we get right back on there, Lord, and we know that when we ask your forgiveness that you do it instantly, and then the next minute you don't even remember it. We praise you, Father, for all the work you're doing in us to mature us and get us up to that place of one accord where the power of God is so evident in your people. And we thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for giving us all a good night's sleep. And until we come back together again, we just praise you and glorify you. And thank you, Father, for being with us, being our Father, in Jesus' name. All right, folks, God bless you. Let me get everybody unmuted. All right.